Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Every Sunday, tune into News Channel 5, the new TV home of the Cleveland Browns, at 11 a.m. to catch Inside the Cleveland Browns, hosted by Sarah Carnes and Dustin Fox, followed by the new all-new Dog Pound Report, 11:30 a.m., hosted by myself and Andy Baskin. This week, we have Yogi Roth from the Pac-12 Network talking about all the Pac-12 guys that the Browns drafted, seven of them in total, and we're fortunate to have one of them in studio with us as tight end Randall Telford joins us. Randall, welcome to the Browns. Congratulations, and good to have you here.
Thank you. Feels good to be here.
So you're signed, sealed, and delivered. The first one of the rookies to get the deal done. Are you excited? How are you feeling? What was it like to get drafted?
It's really exciting. It's kind of a surreal moment. It was definitely a big moment for me and my family. Everyone was jumping up and down. Actually, my dad twisted his ankle just celebrating. But, signing that contract was a big moment in my life, and I'll cherish it.
Randall, just talk to the Cleveland Browns fans that are listening right now. Just tell them, like, you know, what type of player you are, what is your strong suit, and what you'll bring to the Cleveland Browns when healthy.
You know, luckily for me, I was able to be coached by, you know, a plethora of coaches at SC with the coaching changes and stuff like that. And I was able to master my craft and to become a well-rounded tight end. But one of my strong suits, that part of my craft that I've tried to, you know, master, is my blocking ability. And
you look like you're not a person to be trifled with. I'm gonna tell you.
Yeah, so that's something that I think I'll bring to the table as soon as I get healthy.
When did you know, going through the process, that the Browns were pretty into you, and that, you know, had you talked with them, had some meetings, etc.?
Yeah, we had some meetings at the NFLPA game and the combine, and it looked pretty promising. Obviously, you know, not sure to say, you know, come draft day, but. It wasn't the biggest surprise.
So you're in a boot right now. You had surgery on your left foot back in March. What's the update on your status there?
Well, right now, you know, I'm just, you know, working to get, you know, healthy and get better, you know, as soon as possible. It's, you know, uncertain to say when exactly I'll be back.
What was the most exciting thing to you about the process? Was it the working out? Was it the actual draft? Was it, you know, what was the most exciting thing about the whole process to you?
I think, even though I wasn't able to perform in the combine, I think the combine was the most exciting thing, just to see all those guys that, you know, you see on Saturdays, you know, all in one area, you know, being interviewed, going through the same process. It was really interesting to see.
Was there one team that you were hoping drafted? I mean, now you're going to say the Browns, but was there certain teams you're like, God, I hope they don't draft me, or you just wanted to be drafted?
I just wanted to be drafted anywhere, you know, I would have been fine to play.
And then, Randall, just walk us through, you know, you said maybe September, October to get healthy and be able to contribute. Just walk us through, when is the boot going to come off? When are you going to be able to actually put pressure on it, start exploding out of your stance and cutting in some of those routes as well?
Yeah, so the boot comes off in about 2 weeks. Then after that, that's when the active recovery, active rehab starts. You know, it's unsure to say, you know, how it's going to progress. But hopefully within the next month or so, I should be, you know, putting cleats on.
So you talked about your blocking. You also had 65 catches for 648 yards, 12 touchdowns at USC. So you can catch the football as well. Is that something that, you know, when talking to the coaches, that you say, hey, let me get down there, be athletic, get down the seam and make some plays?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a lot of coaches have talked to me about my blocking ability. I always have to sneak in the fact that I'm also a pass catcher.
That's a high ratio of touchdowns to catches. I mean, were you specifically targeted in the red zone, or you just –
Not specifically. It just kind of just worked out that way.
He's a touchdown man. He scores the football.
Touchdown man.
Pac-12, heavily represented. Some of these guys, you know, your teammate Hayes Pullard's here, but also some of the guys you used to go against, et cetera. What was it like? Have you guys kind of talked about, like, man, it's basically our league as we're all coming here and joining the Browns?
Yeah, absolutely. I was talking with Nate Orchard last night at dinner, and you know, I was just telling him that, you know, when we played against them.
Did you ever have to block him?
I did have to block him. Yeah, we're talking about the stalemates and, you know, the battles we went up against. And so I was just talking to him about, you know, our offensive staff, you know, spent about 15 minutes just working on him, just talking to us about Nate Orchard and how to block him and how to defeat him.
Wow, that's awesome.
Like that.
And then my last question for you, Randall, is, again, you got a quick glimpse this morning of John DeFilippo's offense. Just talk about specifically your role when healthy, and then also, too, you lost Jordan Cameron, and just the role of the tight ends in John DeFilippo's offense as a first-year coordinator.
Yeah, it's a pretty easy offense, and it's a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to playing in it, similar to the offense that we ran at USC. So the role of the tight end is pretty similar to what I did at USC. Does everything, you know, moves all around the board, pass catching, blocking from the backfield, online, everywhere. So, yeah.
Randall, we appreciate. We know you got meetings to get to continue your off-the-field learning. So when you're ready to get on the field, you'll dominate. But congratulations on making it to the NFL. We're happy to have you here with the Browns. And welcome to Cleveland. It's going to be a little bit of a change, by the way, from Rancho Cucamonga and then, of course, down there in L.A. But at least you're here for the summer. You're starting off
at
the right time. Exactly. Congratulations. Welcome to the Browns.
Appreciate it.
All right, when we come back, we're going to open up the phone lines, 216-578-0850 here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.